is Brian and Trisha, and yesterday went to the eye doctor. You know, got my eyes checked. I do my annual exam. Eyes look good. Thankfully, my vision has not changed very much at all, so I didn't really need any new prescriptions or anything.
That's good.
Yeah. So here's something I was pondering.
By the way, how did it go with wearing a mask? Did it fog up your glasses? Because I know you went in there not wearing your contacts.
Right. I was wearing my glasses then. Wearing a mask with my glasses, they fog up.
Oh.
And so, you know, you have to strategically place your glasses or your mask or whatever. So I was asking people in there that work there, they have to wear the mask all the time.
Right.
And they wear glasses. And they were like, yeah, the struggle is real. So, you know, bless their hearts.
Hi, Brian and Trisha. Good morning.
Hi. I've got a solution for your foggy glasses.
Okay. Well,
what's that?
I don't know if y'all need to wear safety glasses or not.
No.
No, thank goodness. But go ahead. We still want to hear this.
Okay. So 3M makes safety goggles because I work at a factory and we have to wear our goggles, you know, all the time in case that little booger jumps up into our eyeballs. Anyway, 3M makes fogless safety glasses.
Yes, the fogless lenses.
Yes, the fogless lenses. Although you probably could do what everybody did on the swim team back in 1988. You just spit on your goggles and it keeps it away for a little bit.
I don't think I need my kids spitting on anything, but that's a helpful hint. Thanks, I guess.
Helpful hint. Well, anyway, so I'm just letting you know that 3M does make them, and your factory here in E-Town can provide for you the fogless goggles.
But they won't be prescription. That's the problem.
Oh, well, okay. So, adult, you need to spit on your glasses. Would not recommend it for the kids. However, it really does work. Really.
I have never tried that.
Thank you. I know I've seen like movies where people are deep sea diving before they put their masks and snorkels on. They're like spitting on them. I didn't know if that was a thing or if I don't know what that was. But
it is a thing. I was on a swim team in high school, and you had to spit on the inside of your goggles before you put them on.
Wait.
You'd be blind by the end of the 50-meter freestyle.
Did you clean the spit off? I mean, what did you do after you spit on them?
Well, the spit leaves like a film, apparently. No,
I bet it does.
Your goggles down into the water, and you know you don't want slobber in your eyeballs while you're trying to swim. But anyway, yeah, you clean it, you rub it in real good, and then you clean it off. Well, in the pool, clean it with some pool water. Yeah,
I did not know this.
Swim kids are disgusting. Well, thanks for sharing.
It works though.
Who is this?
It's Lori.
Well, thanks for calling, Lori. Thanks for sharing all your tips.
Absolutely. Anytime is what I'm here for. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You go ahead.
Well, that was something.
I have no words.
We have learned something.
Have we?
Well, we have. Whether or not we use it, I mean, we've at least learned it. All right, it is time for the impossible question. The winner is going to get an extra value meal at an E-Town area McDonald's and a tip on how to clean your glasses and make them fogless.